Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
On the line now, I have a 15-year-old young woman who is a self-proclaimed farmer and climate activist, winner of UNICEF Ireland's 2021 Kids Takeover competition, and she's actually spoken one-on-one with the Taoiseach on the climate crisis. She's been described as the 15-year-old trying to save Ireland's future. I'm delighted to have her on the line. Leah Dalton, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you're from and what type of farming your family does?
So I'm from Offaly. We were a beef farm up until about February. We started dairy farming then, and we've been dairying up until now. I've been living on a farm pretty much my whole life. And I started getting into climate action in about first year of secondary school when I joined my school's climate action group. So, yeah.
And being a farmer and a climate activist must be difficult.
It is a little bit, because there's not a lot of conversation between the two communities. It's kind of just people shouting at each other and not a lot's getting done. So it's a bit kind of upsetting to see the two communities that I feel I'm such a big part of, or I'd like to be a big part of.
They can't talk to one another.
Yeah.
Do you think the farming sector is unfairly targeted by the government and climate activists?
I do think so, yeah. Just because farmers are so creative and clever and they can do anything they set their minds to, they just need the support for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be told, okay, this is what you can do, this is how you can do it, and this is how we're going to help you do it, so you're not going to be left in the dark.
How can farming in Ireland be sustainable and environmentally friendly?
Well, I think like it doesn't really have to cost an arm and a leg. Like, small steps make big changes if everyone can implement them. So things like making sure there's adequate cover for wildlife, planting wildflowers, collecting rainwater, just small steps. And if everyone implemented them, I think it would make a big change.
What was it like meeting on Taoiseach?
It was really good, yeah. I kind of still in shock because I can't believe I got chosen to do it, but it was really good and I'm so glad I got to talk to him about something so important in today's world and to me personally as well.
What did you say to him?
Well, I kind of had three main points that I wanted to talk to him about. So the first one was about creating a positive open dialogue between farmers and climate activists and getting the conversation going and having people throwing out ideas and other people talking about them. So having kind of a line of communication with them. And that was the first really important one. The second was about sustainable farming. So researching and publicising more information on it, maybe in all in one place. So it's easier for farmers to access, and then they don't have to go searching through leaves and leaves of pages of online research to get to the core of what they really want to do. Because they're honestly, with the farming and everything, there's not enough time in the day for that.
Yeah.
But the third point was about schools, learn about sustainability in schools and having it integrated all throughout the curriculum. So like in business, learn about the economics of it, GSB, the social responsibilities of it. And then in science, obviously, learn about the science of climate change. And just having it not as just a chapter in a book, but learning it all throughout the years that we're in school, so we can take it onto our jobs later in life in whatever sectors we go into.
I have to ask you, I think Richard Attenborough said it. I don't know how much damage he did when he said, and climate activists say, that an entirely plant-based diet is the only hope of saving the planet. What do you make of that statement?
I don't think it's viable, honestly. And you're talking about people's livelihoods here. If you're talking about an entirely plant-based diet, you're talking about farmers who have had their farms, whether they be beef, dairy, whatever. They've had these farms in their families for generations. So asking them to just completely stop what they're doing is just not going to work. And especially because I know it's people aren't going to probably want, not all people anyway, are going to want an entirely plant-based diet. So So I don't think it's viable.
It's not viable. I mean, it's a dream world, really, but you're absolutely right. Change needs to happen right now. Thank God for people like you, because we don't want to see the end of farming. I mean, it keeps everything going, especially in a small little country like this. But do you think it just needs to adapt with the times, and that's important to do?
I do think so, yeah, but there has to be a support system for it.
Gotcha.
Because you can't expect farmers to do everything on their own with no help whatsoever from the government or anyone else. It's just getting what need, like having things that you can do available for them, and then having ways they can implement it into their own farming practices, and then the ways the government or whoever will help them do it so they're not left on their own in the dark so they can have help.
Come here, what's your day like? A weekday with school and all. I mean, and do you help out during the week, or is it just on weekends? What's it like working on a farm?
Well, especially during the milking, it was kind of get up around like 6:30, and then that kind of thing would be on a weekend. And I did week of work experience with my dad on the farm as well. So we'd like get up in the morning at 6:30 and then do the milking, and then we'd come home for breakfast, and then we go off again. Doing other bits and pieces around the farm. This is all my work experience. And then milking again at around 4 or 5, and then we'd have that finished, and then we'd put all the cows to sleep and come home.
Wow.
So that was kind of the
busy,
day.
Busy. Yeah. Do you see yourself doing that in the future?
Maybe. I think I'd be more kind of leaning towards the journalism side of it, kind of advocating for the climate change and that kind of thing. That's kind of more my area of it, I think.
And how do you feel to win the UNICEF Ireland 2021 Kids Take Over competition? Incredible.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Like, and I think it's brilliant to have like something like that available for kids to be able to talk about so many different issues. Like over the last like 5 years, they've talked about so many different important issues. And I'm so glad that I got to be a part of it and talk about this issue that's so important today and to me as well.
And who else?
Able to bring it up with them,
so who's in your family? Who helps out? So there's yourself?
There's my mum, my dad, and then there's me, my cousins Aoife and Katie, and then there's Sean and Maeve, my little brother and sister, and everyone kind of helps out whenever help is needed.
Good, so, yeah. Good on them. Brilliant stuff. Do you think more girls and women should be pushed into the farming industry?
I think so. I think it's like a job for everyone. As long as you're able to do it, then you should do it. Like if you enjoy it and that kind of thing, yeah.
Absolutely. And when you had that chat with the Taoiseach and you put together this amazing plan, you know, and I mean, you've said it a few times now, which I think is so important that, you know, activists and farmers need to communicate better and come up with a plan together to fix this. What was his response?
He kind of told me related to my concerns on climate change as well, and he said that he knew that the positive dialogue was really important, and he said he was going to open a clear line of communication with the agricultural sector.
Okay.
So that kind of put me at ease for a bit, just because communication is so important everywhere. Like, so being able to communicate different ideas and bounce ideas off each other and have like the people that it's going to affect the most, have them be able to say, well, this might work or this mightn't work, that kind of thing. Getting their feedback on it, I think, is so important as well.
Let's hope something comes about it and we see that happening in the future. You've said what you have to say with school on the go as well, and you hope to be a journalist. I think you're amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and best of luck in everything you do.
Thanks so much, you too.
Thanks, Leah. Bye-bye. There we go. That is Leah Dalton. And I think we can all rest assured that the world is in safe hands with people like her around. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.